This episode is sponsored by Tinuiti. If your customer is streaming it, they can measure it. Their patented machine learning tech is the tool for the job. Rethink performance with Tinuiti, the largest independent performance marketing firm across streaming TV and the triopoly of Google, Meta, and Amazon. Find out how at rethinkperformance.com.
Something will be done, though I'm not fully sure what that something will be. Or then TikTok is going to have to make some serious concessions or both. But I think the bigger picture here is that users, creators, and brands aren't going to leave TikTok unless they're forced to.
Hey gang, it's Thursday, February 2nd. Jasmine and listeners, welcome to the Behind the Numbers Daily, an e-marketer podcast made possible by Tinuiti. I'm Marcus, and today I'm joined by one of our principal analysts who covers everything social media based out of California. It's Jasmine Emberg.
Hey Marcus, hey everyone.
Hey Jasmine, today's fact. What does yoga mean? So, Jasmine, ever done yoga before?
I have. Have you?
I think I'm getting worse at it, if that's possible.
Oh, is that possible?
For me. For no one else.
I mean, it is difficult.
So
hard. I will give you that.
Thank you. But you shouldn't be declining. For me, yoga
That's
means
true.
Declining. But for everybody else, so yoga, people know, obviously, maybe not, but probably physical, mental, and spiritual practice originated in ancient India. The word yoga is derived from the Sanskrit root yuj, y-u-j, meaning to yoke or to unite. The practice aims to create union between body, mind, and spirit, as well as between the individual self and the universal consciousness.
Hmm.
That's where it comes from. I'm quitting tomorrow. I can't keep going. I'm so bad. Anyway, today's real topic, some TikTok news. Jasmine, we're talking everything TikTok today. We'll talk about TikTok prices, TikTok algorithms, TikTok search, and TikTok and Washington. But we'll start with prices. TikTok is providing less expensive ad rates than competing platforms. Less expensive ad rates than competing platforms. 2022 data from marketing agency VaynerMedia and reported by Financial Times shows the CPM from video ads on TikTok is almost half of that of Instagram Reels, a third less than Twitter, and 62% less than Snapchat, writes Insider Intelligence's Director of Briefings Jeremy Goldman. Jasmine, your thoughts on TikTok's low prices?
I mean, it's very compelling data that you were citing, and it's definitely one reason why TikTok is gaining share of the digital ad pie at the expense of Meta, which was in that article as well. But I think context is also key here. I mean, looking more broadly, TikTok's share of social ad revenues is still a fraction of Meta's at less than 10% versus about 72% for Meta. Mm-hmm. And Meta's share, of course, is declining, but it's declining from a massive base. And not all of those ad dollars shifting away from Meta are going to TikTok. So yes, low CPMs will help attract more advertisers, but let's not overstate the impact here.
Yeah, it's going to help, and it'll probably help particularly those smaller advertisers who don't have as big a budgets. According to a new marketing survey by Capterra, nearly 90% of small businesses that run ads on TikTok have already realized a positive ROI, the majority within 6 months. So things working out for small businesses, especially with those ad rates being lower. But those numbers you mentioned, it's funny because I read them differently, even though they're the same numbers. Mm-hmm. So TikTok, I was like, wow, that 10% of all the money advertisers spend on US social network ads this year goes to TikTok. 10% of all the money advertisers spend on US social network ads this year will go to TikTok. But to your point, I guess it's also just 10%. Now, it's seven times less than what advertisers spend on Meta. It's a really good point. But also 2.5 times more than what they spend on Twitter. And also next year, Jasmine, TikTok will take up more US social network ad dollars than Twitter, Snapchat, and Pinterest combined, which I thought was remarkable.
And those are all fair points. I am absolutely not denying that TikTok's growth hasn't been, you know, meteoric. Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, it's important really to put these figures into context,
yeah,
even if our context might be a little bit different.
right. No, but they, I mean, it's compared to the field doing good, compared to the giant, not so great. So they're really good points. Let's move to the algorithm, because there was some news about TikTok's infamous algorithm. TikTok heating revelation, suggesting the platform isn't as algorithmically driven as many thought. This was another article written by Jeremy Goldman, who is one of our colleagues. He was noting that TikTok employees regularly engage in heating, a manual push that ensures specific videos achieve a certain number of video views. This is according to current and former employees of the platform and its parent ByteDance, as well as documents reviewed by Forbes. Jasmine, your reaction to this news?
I mean, it's pretty embarrassing, huh?
It's not ideal.
No, it certainly isn't. And I mean, TikTok's algorithm has been touted as democratizing the creator landscape. Mm. The story that we all know is that anyone basically on TikTok can become famous through just one well-timed video, regardless of their follower count. And that has made TikTok the go-to platform for smaller creators. And its algorithm has been the envy of rival platforms like Instagram. But the knowledge now that even one TikTok employee could handpick a video to promote puts a huge wrench in that story. That said, though, it's not going to change much for TikTok. I mean, the potential of quote-unquote TikTok fame is still way too good for most up-and-coming creators to resist, and TikTok's audience is just way too good for brands and advertisers to resist.
I know people listening to this, especially creators, were probably just thinking, who are those people? How do I get to these
right?
few folks who can turn up the volume on my videos? Yeah. TikTok tried to pour cold water on this revelation, saying only a few US-based, they've stressed, US-based folks have the ability to approve content for promotion in the US, and that content makes up approximately 0.002% of videos in For You feeds. But to your point, even just one employee being able to, you know, adjust the dials a little bit here or there does call into question everything that we've, you know, heard so far about how magical this algorithm is, which seemingly was working by itself, but not entirely. Mm-hmm. Let's move to TikTok search for our third piece of TikTok news. Last July, Google's one of their senior VPs said 40% of young people go first to TikTok to search for certain categories ahead of Google. That was then, but checking back in on that now, has this developed into a problem for Google yet, in your opinion? If not, will it be a problem for Google down the line? If yes, already, how big of a problem?
So I love this topic, kind of obsessed with it.
Oh,
and I think that TikTok versus Google versus Amazon is definitely going to be one big trend to watch this year. Mm. But I also think it's another trend that I would be careful not to overstate. So yes, Gen Z are using TikTok for search, and TikTok is encroaching on Google's territory there. And TikTok is also definitely trying to capitalize on that. But not everybody is a TikTok user. And if you look at data on the US population as a whole, more people are still starting their searches on Google and Amazon than on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Where I think this gets really interesting, though, is how this potential TikTok threat is really transforming the entire search landscape. So searching on TikTok is really interactive, and it relies on crowdsourcing, so to speak. And I think that's going to have a ripple effect onto other platforms. And Amazon is a great example. It just launched a TikTok-like feed for creators called Inspire. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, the impact is going to be broad, but I don't think it's as big of a threat as it's been made out just yet.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at the numbers, especially with the dollars, search and revenues by company, Google this year, nearly $60 billion. Amazon, a distant second, 25 billion, and Microsoft with six. So 10 times less than Google in a distant third place. We don't forecast TikTok yet, but in terms of dollars, it's not even close. But Jasmine, it sounds like you're saying that TikTok will have an outsized impact on search at some point. You think that what TikTok is doing in search is going to be copycatted to some extent or replicated in some ways and have that kind of reverberate through the search space?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we're already starting to see that now. I mean, we spent last year talking about the TikTok effect on the social platforms. And I think this year, mm-hmm. part of what we're going to be talking about is the TikTok effect on search platforms.
Yeah. Yeah. And that Amazon example is a really good one. Whether it's going to translate or not, I'm not sure. I mean, you're trying to change a very established behavior of people going mm-hmm. to Amazon and using it a certain way. But especially for a generation that maybe TikTok is the service that they use the most, they're most familiar with, maybe that behavior wouldn't be too difficult to alter. Maybe people are, you know, especially Gen Z folks are craving a more TikTok-like experience on other platforms.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, I mean, Amazon has tried before. I mean, the feed is really for creators, and Amazon has tried before to get creator programs off the ground, and it hasn't really worked. So I'm curious to see, you know, if this one succeeds. But, you know, the impact could be even more subtle than that. It could just be Google incorporating more photos and videos into its search results. Of course, it does have photos and videos now, but just bringing more of that to the forefront and investing even more heavily in AI, for example.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's move to our final TikTok news story. TikTok in Washington, millions spent on lobbyists, $1 billion spent on safeguards. Will it be enough for TikTok to stay in the US? Questions Sarah Morrison of Recode. She writes that the company, TikTok, is grappling with an increasingly real prospect of being banned in America. Why? For two reasons. Number one, TikTok has been in confidential talks with the administration's review panel, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the US, United States, or CFIUS, to address questions about ByteDance's relationship with the Chinese government and whether that link could put the sensitive data of 100 million US users into the hands of Beijing officials. And number two, US lawmakers believe the Chinese government is using the app to spy on Americans and push harmful content onto them through the app's powerful black box of an algorithm. Jasmine, in your opinion, what's the likelihood that TikTok actually gets banned in the US? And here's the scale: no way, possible, likely, or book it.
I think it's possible, or at least the most possible that it has ever been. There is enough momentum now from, you know, bipartisan momentum now that, you know, something will be done, though I'm not fully sure what that something will be. Or then TikTok is going to have to make some serious concessions or both. But I think the bigger picture here is that, you know, users, creators, and brands aren't going to leave TikTok unless they're forced to. And that has been made so clear over the past couple of months. I mean, with the TikTok bans on university and school Wi-Fi, for example, I've heard so many stories of students connecting to mobile data so they can still access the app. And that just goes to show you how important, how integral TikTok has become, especially to the younger generation, and how unpopular a ban would be among users.
They'll probably riot.
They probably
will. I mean, they'll definitely take it to the streets. And this, it seems like an odd thing for the US government to be concerned about. TikTok and, you know, are the Chinese government using TikTok to their advantage? Well, you know, what are the concerns here? Well, concerns are that the Chinese government could A, demand that TikTok give it the IP addresses of users, which basically would give it the location of every single user of TikTok, wherever they are, particularly obviously in the US. B, there's concern that Chinese government could control what TikTok videos Americans see, so they could influence TikTok to be like, hey, could you show them these videos in particular? And then C, I don't know whether I'm doing an ABC count or one, two, three. The last point is that the Chinese government could collect information, concerns that they could collect information about what kinds of videos Americans are watching, so they could have a wealth of data on user behavior, trends, things like that. Now, to your point about concerns from folks in terms of how big of a deal this really is, that they just want to keep using the platform. For advertisers, there aren't as many who are concerned as you might think about this. Some concerns over TikTok, but not so much. Colin Kirkland of MediaPost was saying less than 20% of businesses are not using TikTok because of concerns over its data practices. So it's not too big of a deal for those folks. But Jasmine, I mean, TikTok seems to think that this also could be a possibility, them getting banned in the US, because they've started spending a few million dollars on lobbying in Washington, which is no small amount of money. However, when you compare it to what Google and Amazon spend, it's 10 times less than US tech giants, Google and Amazon, 10 times less than what they spend on lobbying. So TikTok clearly thinking to themselves that they've got to make sure that they have the right players in the right places to make sure that they can to try and help them to stay in the country. All that said, the ban TikTok is now facing, it would forbid its Chinese based parent company ByteDance from doing business in the US. That's what the ban is that they're currently facing. That would block Apple and Google from hosting the TikTok app in their app stores. but it wouldn't make it illegal for you, the consumer, to use. This was from Sarah Morrison's Recode article she was explaining. So it wouldn't make it illegal to use. It would just make it a lot harder to do so because it would be blocked on the Apple and Google stores. Before we get there, though, TikTok's chief is set to testify before US Congress in March. That is all we've got time for The Lead. It's time now for the halftime report. Jasmine, your takeaway from the first half, which piece of news do you think is most interesting and important?
Can I give you another takeaway?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. She's gone rogue.
I've gone rogue. No, it's because as we've been talking, I've been thinking about something. And that is that I am realizing that as we stand right now, it is literally TikTok versus everyone else. We talked about TikTok versus Amazon versus Google, but it's also TikTok versus Meta, TikTok versus YouTube, TikTok versus Netflix, and also TikTok versus the US government.
Right. That's a good takeaway. TikTok versus me soon. Oh, no, I've got too many, too busy fighting yoga. I don't have time for you right now, TikTok, but maybe at some point. Anyway, that's all we got time for. Great takeaway. That's all we got time for the first half. It's time for the second. Today, in other news, more Americans say they're engaging with brands on social, and we take a sneak peek behind the curtain of our 2023 US Social Media Outlook Report. Let's start with the report, though. Story one, we just put out our 2023 US Social Media Outlook report. In it, Jasmine, you talk about why this year will be a mixed bag for Meta and Snap, what platforms will benefit from Twitter's user declines, and much, much more. But Jasmine, what for you was the most important sentence in this report and why?
Well, I think all of my sentences are important, but if...
Me too.
If I had to pick one, there is a sentence in there that discusses a stat from our forecast, which shows that for the first time in the US, there will be more Gen Z than Gen X social users. And that is a huge shift in the social market this year. Mm. And as Gen Z grows up, the oldest members are turning 26 this year, I truly believe that their digital habits and their digital preferences are going to reshape the landscape. We started to see that already at the end of last year. And I think that that trend is just going to get even stronger this year.
There's so much good stuff. For me, it was what, I'm not even going to give it away, just a little tease for this
Ooh,
one.
I want to know.
But so for this one, it was a milestone for TikTok, which you can probably guess. I thought that was fascinating. And somewhat of a milestone for Meta in terms of their ad revenue growth as well last year. So there's some great stuff in there. It's the 2023 US Social Media Outlook Report. If you're a pro subscriber, you can head to insiderintelligence.com as soon as this episode ends or whenever you have some free time and check out the whole thing. Let's move to story two. More Americans say they're engaging with brands on social platforms. Notes a Marketing Charts article. Recent data from a test showed that only 12% of working age Americans don't engage with brands on social media. Only 12% don't engage with brands on social media. That's down 5 points from a year earlier. So less people saying, no, they don't engage. That was a weird double negative, but everyone's engaging with brands on social. I don't know why I said it that way. Every social platform tracked registered higher shares of interaction from last time this survey was taken till now. Facebook led the way with 62% of folks engaging with brands there, 55% on YouTube, 45% Instagram, TikTok 35%, Twitter 26%, Snapchat 23%, Pinterest 20%, Twitch 8%. Jasmine, the most interesting sentence in this article to you is what and why?
So I was going to pick the one that you started with, that is that only 12% of working age consumers in the US don't interact with or follow brands on social media.
Okay. And it was a good sentence then. Thank you.
It's a good sentence.
I said it
definitely
weird.
Was. And it's because, you know, we spend so much time talking about the problems with social media marketing and advertising that we sometimes forget just how important social media has become to brands. And really, the stat shows just how massive the social audience is and how much consumers use social media to communicate with brands and advertisers.
Yeah, I was stunned by this research. I didn't realize it was that high at all. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for hanging out today.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, everyone.
And thanks to Victoria, who edits the show. Thanks to James, who copy edits it, and Stuart, who runs the team. Thanks to everyone listening in. We will see you tomorrow, hopefully, for the Behind the Numbers Weekly Listen, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Tinuiti.